your time is at hand. As warriors you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near. Shadows cover the land. Freedom must be your song. Love your melody. Spread God's peace in love's perfume. May God's joy lead your way. Never forget who you are. You are all that can be. Children, love must be your nourishment. Love your very breath.
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was Elizabeth Hepburn singing Children of Light. Tonight is a teaching program, and I'm going to be talking about the election and about our growth and moving into a place of ascension. If you're comfortable listening to it, that's great. But if it makes you uncomfortable and you want to turn it off, go right ahead. My focus is to help everyone grow within. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Visions of Reality. I am the author of many books. One is called Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. Since we are there, and since we've been accessing the fifth dimension for more than 3 years now, because the energy is being sprayed on this planet, and it's wonderful, the fifth dimension energy is the double helix. We're all being asked to grow and ascend and move and shift into a new consciousness. This is not easy. and making this video is not easy. For what I'm about to tell you might be shocking for you, as it was for me. However, since I have very good streaming messages come in from the other side, I will share it with you. The difficulty to give this message to you has made me hesitate, because I want this message to sound normal, without a charge, without a trigger. Just information. I'm hoping that you can listen and take in the information and then make your own decisions. If this video angers you or makes you angry with me and the message, that's okay. Just turn it off. It's all right. There's no need to listen if it makes you upset or feel frustration or violence. I do encourage you to take a deep breath. Find the white light. Surround yourself with it. And settle into your body. Allow yourself to open your heart and your mind. And then just listen. Begin to release any labels, feelings of duality, right or wrong, good or bad, left or right, Democrat or Republican, and just vibrate with the message. Try to release what you have been programmed to believe, and just see what your body tells you. See what resonates as truth with you. Allow it. Allow yourself to expand, absorb the information, and let it roll around inside for a while to see where it lands. This information that I'm bringing forth is coming from a higher dimension, the consciousness of light, light beings that go way beyond this planet, this earth, and this solar system. You have a higher dimension consciousness, as do I. However, we are now in a physical body, and this is the process of ascension. These light beings are working hard around the world. They are not in a physical body, and so they have the ability to see the whole picture from a higher perspective, the current Earth plan, and can help and guide us to what is really going on in this confusion, in this time of great change and great upsets and great restrictions. The higher dimensions, our light beings, vibrate to a higher frequency. My teacher is Mentor, and he goes way beyond the third dimension, and he's dwelling with the locus of the great masters. He messages me telepathically, through thought, through light. Energetically, this message fills my entire body, and the energy remains within me. Sometimes this can be very difficult. I have to take breaks and sleep a while, and then get back at it. Sometimes when I sleep, I get refilled with more messages and more light. This is the case of the message that's coming through me now. Although the messages can come through at any time, I am usually in a safe place when they happen. I asked Mentor why I should make a video for the world to see about this subject. Why am I being asked to do this when so many others are doing so? And the answer were two things. One, human beings are conditioned to be polarized and live in a duality. Good or bad, pretty or ugly, right or wrong, okay, not okay. There's no shades of gray. Nothing in between. Left or right, Democrat or Republican. The ascension process and higher waves of light that arrived on the planet in 2012 are demanding all of this dark energy, the dark forces, to be broken up and removed from the planet Earth. We are in a battle with this all over the world. Many on this earth plane are working very hard with higher dimension-like beings to break up and shift this intergalactic energy force and bring us into a higher consciousness, the fourth dimension, and then the fifth dimension. And number two is to stop the division that is feeding the consciousness that we are breaking up and disintegrating. The lower, darker energies that have been on this planet for thousands and thousands of years is what is being broken up, alchemizing and shifting. This has created a massive division, which is very normal for this process. When we stay in this division with our strong opinions and fears, we are holding on to the darkness. We are feeding that which we are working hard to shift and remove. We are believing and playing into the hands of the dark forces as we listen to what we are being told about our current president. Their lies, deceits, playing games, and power struggles abide. This dark, dense consciousness is splitting our country, causing fear, anger, and some danger. Violence and corruption and abuse on a massive scale, sexual, mental, emotional, and physical abuse. This form of mind control has been happening to humans collectively for thousands of years. This is the consciousness that is breaking up and being alchemized right now. There is a massive divide within this darkness. You either believe the darkness or you don't believe it. You either agree or disagree, truth or fiction, news or fake news. What is it that you believe? I'm giving you this gift today for you to use discernment and get out of the separation from the light. Remove yourself and allow yourself to ascend. This will enable you to see from a much higher perspective what is actually occurring out of a higher consciousness level, along with the players that are doing a courageous and huge job with this cleanup. It isn't easy. I ask you, as you listen, to let go of names and judgments. Trump, Pence, Republican, Democrat. See this as a consciousness being broken up and dispersing. It was last fall when I received the information that Donald J. Trump was a massive and powerful light worker. I was in Austin at that time, working on completing my latest book, Backstage. That helped me to realize what is going on behind the scenes. To say that I was shocked is putting it mildly. Shocked to be made aware of what this human being, Donald J. Trump, has been doing for the entire human race, as well as for the collective consciousness. This man has more light charge around him, the higher fifth dimension energies, than most any other human being walking this planet today. As for his personality, oh, yeah, boy, wow. You either like him or you don't. However, he has this personality that is required to put him in the place where he is now in order to do what he came on Earth, the plane, to do. He is here to dismantle and crumble the culture and systems that have been so ingrained into our culture, and it is almost impossible to imagine that they are actually being crumbled and dismantled. After last night's debate in Ohio, the path for Trump seems even more difficult. However, some good points were made about the battle that this country is facing. The word Constitution wasn't mentioned among the screaming and fighting with regard to SCOTUS nomination and the upcoming appointment. That may have helped him answer a few questions if he had said, it's the constitutional law that I'm following. But let me ask you this. If you took a job And your boss and your colleagues kept criticizing and criticizing you every single minute of every single day. For anything and everything. If everything was made wrong constantly, how would you feel? And how would you act over a period of more than 3.5 years? Could you keep your cool? We are coming quickly into a time of very critical decisions. The question is this. Do we want to continue living in a democratic country with a unique set of laws, an upstanding and strong constitution that has worked for 250 years, or move into socialism, lower the country's standards, allow our countrymen to be overrun and forced to serve and put up with the elites? The United States of America is the best country in the world, and most of us want to keep it that way. The only way to crumble them and break them apart is to stand in the middle of them. And that is exactly what the President of the United States is doing. He is standing in the middle of these dark, dark systems surrounded by individuals that have been perpetrating this, controlling the people, doling out these massively large, dense paradigms, greed, lies, sexual misconduct, and much, much more that we can't even imagine. They are using satanic rituals, mind control with technology, in a way that would blow our minds if we were aware. These are the things that are breaking up right now, and this president is standing in the middle of it all, while it's all breaking apart. God has released Satan and all of his angels onto the earth to be removed forever. There is no mistake that this person has a massive amount of hate surrounding him. The individuals that are being taken down by him, these dark, dark energies, these lower frequencies that are being taken down by him, are standing right next to him. They know what he's doing. They see it. They understand, and they are scared. So they get louder and louder with their anger, their rage, and their fear, their insults, their criticisms, and their lies. The way they do this is through the media and by manipulating the human collective consciousness. So here we have a human being that is hated. Deeply, deeply hated. He understands that because he understands what his role is and his divine purpose. I asked Mentor, does Donald Trump know who he is? He told me that Mr. Trump isn't quite aware. He knows he has a purpose and a mission that is beyond anything that we can understand. He is focused and he knows what he's here to do. He's aware that he is breaking apart the political system. If you listen to him, he is neither Democratic or Republican. He is for the people, and he has said that many, many times. However, this is a consciousness video. This is not a political statement. Please remember that. Please try to view it that way. This is not political. However, Donald J. Trump is breaking apart the political system, the economic system, the educational system, and the entertainment and media system, as well as the scientific system. The reason we are all having a hard time with this is because these are the systems that we grew up with, that we know, that are familiar, and that we understand. We are comfortable with them. And we are familiar with them, and we don't realize how much is being taken and stolen and ripped from us because we have been complacent with them. This is Elizabeth Joyce with BBS Radio. Let's find out. And now it's time for a break to listen to our weekly cosmic tip, but I will be back with more information on the other side. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of October 26th and November 1st, 2020. Halloween week opens with a celestial effort to bring us peace and balance in troubled times. On Tuesday evening, Venus enters Libra moving forwards, and Mercury enters Libra retrograde. Venus's home sign advantage in Libra highlights personal and business partnerships along with art, beauty, and social justice. So interesting that we're going to be swearing in the new judge on the Supreme Court this week. It's time to improve your communications and relationships. It's also a good week for balancing your financial budget. Halloween brings a stronger ray of light to the usually dark and spooky evening because there is the blue moon, full moon, on October 31st, along with the wild card planet Uranus. So you certainly can expect the unexpected. And allow your eccentric side to come out. Make a great costume and feel alive instead of dead. That would be good. Since this is the time we celebrate and honor the dead, it is the best time of year to finish up your projects and bring closure to your love relationships as well as any financial matters. The Taurus full moon is known as the Hunter's Moon, and the added full light this year allows the animals to start their hunting at night and gathering for the winter. The following day, November 1st, is All Saints Day, and it asks you to get in touch with your highest values and your spiritual side. Scorpio demands that you look beyond your fears and below the surface. With the USA elections coming up early next week, the esoteric side of these signs is associated with the heart center, an energy where you must live in your center in spite of any and all external chaos. There's an interesting combination of gentle Venus in diplomatic Libra and aggressive Mars retrograde in speak before you think sign of Aries. Watch the media to see how this plays out, and let's see if we can keep the peace. Since this special full moon energy is including the planet Uranus, you can count on something unexpected that will be added to the mix. You can bet on it. Sunday, November 1st also brings in daylight savings time. We fall back 1 hour on Saturday night, Sunday morning, so enjoy the extra hour of sleep. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now we will continue with tonight's teaching. Ascension and the USA presidential election. When a president comes into office, they don't go against the system. They do what the president does. They follow the system, and that entails obeying the dark forces' rules. But this president is making these dark and evil systems collapse. The only way to collapse them is to go up against them one by one, dismantle them, and bring them down. Once this is accomplished, the systems can be rewritten in a fair manner and brought back in a balanced way. The only way to collapse the dark systems is to dismantle them and then redo them differently for the good of all people. That will benefit the people and not line the pockets of the enforcers of these dark systems. It really doesn't matter if you like this man or not. This is about the bigger picture. Mentor has informed me, and this is not easy for me to say to you, that Donald J. Trump will be remembered as one of the greatest way showers of our time because of what he is doing. Not only is he freeing the United States of America, but many other places worldwide. He is stopping the robbing, raping, and treachery of this country to rebuild and strengthen it again. So this isn't about voting or your political choices. It's about ascension. One of the most important pieces about this great darkness in this puzzle is that we have been controlled our entire life, every human being and every experience in life, by the elite, by the media, which is really a very small group of individuals that control other individuals, which then control other individuals, and it trickles down much like a pyramid scheme. They have perpetuated a storyline about this individual that has created a very evil character, all for money and power. Now, I ask you to take a break. Let's take a deep breath and ask yourself, why? Why is there so much judgment and evil being spoken about this individual? Why do they hate him so much? And why do they hate the man? The hate has certainly gotten way out of hand. Why? When Mentor asked me to do some research on this man, I was floored, because what I started to see was this man has been deeply misunderstood by the mainstream media, who are afraid of having their power destroyed and dismantled. What I learned when I was doing the research was that the man was putting into place executive orders that were allowing more freedom, more rights, stopping injustices, creating more rights for those who don't presently have them, as well as correcting some very bad financial deals. He's breaking down the pharmaceutical companies so they cannot exploit us anymore. He's done so many things that are not mentioned by the mainstream media, and he has been giving back to the public. The mainstream media is holding back huge amounts of information because they are trying to control how the public views this man so they can get him out of office so that he cannot continue to dismantle these corrupt systems. This dismantling is divinely directed at this time, so that we can continue with our ascension process. The evil forces want to stop the ascension process. They are doing their best to slow it down and to get rid of the higher energies so that they can continue to control us. What they have in store for mankind is not pretty. In the second part of this video, I will explain to you what they're doing and how they plan to carry it out, as well as the timeline that we're going to be going through until next March. This dark energy force has to be dismantled and broken down. There's no doubt about it. This must happen for the good of mankind, Earth, the solar system, as well as the universe. We have sunk too low. Someone in an actual human body has to do it. Someone had to begin this process of literally breaking these systems apart. Because we have been so controlled and manipulated, because it has been impossible to understand that we have been lied to for eons, it will be a challenge to accept anything that I'm saying here. I'm aware of that. And I love and respect you for not being able to accept it. I love and accept you for being able to accept it. And I love and accept you for anything in between. This is not easy. It's not easy for me to write this and present it to you. It certainly is not easy for President Trump to do what he is doing. But he is playing out a role for the human collective consciousness. It's huge. This role is huge. It's literally shifting. He's succeeding. Things are beginning to move back to the light. He's pushing and pulling the sense frequencies into the light. I ask and encourage you to listen deeper. Look up. Look high. Look through what you have been programmed and given to digest. And over and over and over again. Look at what you have been given about this man. read many of the new books coming out. One of the best ones is called Blitz by David Horowitz. Look at other websites. Listen to him speak for yourself. But listen from a different perspective. Listen from the perspective of the starseed, the light worker that you are. Listen from the perspective that is our consciousness shifting. This is breaking apart the polarity and the division. This is breaking apart deep, dark, ingrained ways of being in order to set us free. I'm afraid we're going to lose this country. I have been afraid and concerned that we are headed towards great socialism, which would break apart the foundation of this country as well as our constitution. We are the best country in the world, the greatest country in the world, and that's why we're hated. And because of this, we need to hold fast to what our founding fathers gave us, because it works. It works. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. What is Trump saying? What is he actually saying out of his own mouth? Not the clips that you hear. Listen to the rallies. Yes, this is very challenging to hold the light, and perhaps even more challenging to know that we have been lied to for a very, very long time. The humans that are doing this are not bad. They are just playing their roles and doing what they think is best. Most of them don't even realize the web of darkness that they are in. Many of us don't realize the web of manipulation and control that we are in. But this is what ascension is all about. This is what shifting to a higher consciousness is all about. It's about pulling ourselves out of this manipulative mind control web of darkness and low frequencies that has kept us all in chains. Not critically thinking and choosing, not making choices on our own, not trusting our own intuition, our own resonance, and our own energy. Why is there so much hatred for this individual? I'm not saying that this is the only truth. I'm simply encouraging you to begin to think about it. Put on your ascension glasses and look at what's going on. Where is he standing? What is he breaking down? Every system that has ever been in place. And why is he doing that? In order to shift the collective consciousness to a higher level. Listen to the words that he says at the end of every talk. You don't have to like them. You don't have to like the way he speaks. And you don't have to like the words he uses. You don't have to like his personality. Why is he the only president that has ever mentioned sex trafficking? Ever. Sex trafficking is by far the largest, darkest system that is being dismantled. Millions of young children are now in this system being tortured along with everything else that goes on with it. There are many high-powered individuals that have partaken in this cruelty. Why is he the only president that has spoken about this? Why is he the only president that has spoken about the mainstream media the way he has? And why is that bad? Why is it bad that a president doesn't trust the media? And why is that not okay? Are we supposed to just trust everything that's given to us? When we talk about the fifth dimension consciousness, and when you talk about the new earth, you are talking about stepping into your universal love. Your universal love field, the 10th chakra, your sovereignty. This is the place where your truth comes from you. It's not manipulation from others who have an agenda, throwing fear into the collective consciousness, the human public, over and over and over. I encourage you to listen to what is being fed to you now. How much of this is surrounded in fear? Be aware of this, because more of this is happening. Take cover. Don't go there. Stay here. How much? Be scared. How much negativity? more negativity. There's danger here. Don't go out. Don't do this. Don't go there. Don't go to church. Don't go to school. Don't go out shopping. Don't go to groups. Don't be with anyone. This is what's going on right now. And how much negativity is there being discussed around the president? That consciousness. Remember, the ascension process and breaking down this darkness and going to a higher level is not about a president. It's not about a man by the name of Donald J. Trump. The president who is courageously taking on systems that no other human being has been able to tear down and remove. Someone has to begin to break through, to tear down, and to remove these dark forces. It had to begin, and Trump has started that process. He is deeply hated by many because of this, and it is being programmed every day, this dark hate, to manipulate and control and prevent this destruction in order to keep the corrupt systems in place that he is working hard to try to dismantle. These systems that he's breaking down, light workers, are embedded in the dark, dark force energy, greed, control, fear, manipulation, power grabbing. It's not about creating a better life of freedom or speaking our truth or about standing up and having our rights, but just the opposite. Stay quiet. Stay submissive. Do what we say. And listen and do what we tell you. And don't doubt us. Our truth is correct. You just listen. And anybody who tries to combat that will be ripped apart. What they are saying is evil. What they are saying is very dark. You're a bad person. You're stupid. And you're talking from the wrong side of the tracks. Whatever else they can say. Why? Why are they saying all this? And we're going to find out why right after we take our half-hour break. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I will be back with the rest of this message right after this.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I change the way I feel, and I know the presence in a real release. I am being healed. I can see the heartache in your family. They haven't changed the way they feel. Will they ever know the presence in no.
This is Elizabeth Joyce continuing with our teaching program, and that was Elaine Silver singing I Am in the Flow. And let us all stay in the flow as we go through these next 2 weeks. And now we will return to our program, Ascension and the USA Presidential Election 2020, and pick up where we left off.
Why? Why are they saying all this? This is what I am asking you to listen to, pray about, and contemplate on.
Again, the reason I am presenting this program tonight is not to put out any more fear, arguments, or debates. I am presenting this program
and this perspective in order to open up an airway for thought, to allow people to maybe think about these things. And that's it. Your resistance may trigger an anger in you because you have been listening. And for those who have listened to me this long, I honor that and I applaud you. Thank you. This seems like almost a joke that this individual, Donald J. Trump, is the man who has been chosen to begin to break apart these systems. However, his personality and the way he has lived his life up till now is what has enabled him to do so. There is nothing more polarized than us at this time. There's nothing more polarized than the United States at this time. In order to neutralize these feelings, you need to step out of that cold, dark place, that polarization, and begin to listen, and you will begin to see everything from a higher perspective. An individual that is a higher consciousness who has stepped into a human body and is here to break up the darkness and alchemize it in order to bring the planet up to a higher collective consciousness, who has stepped out of fear, out of mind control and manipulation, who has stepped out of following the herd instead of going within and asking questions for yourself. This power the darkness wants to take from us, but has been not able to do so as yet. Just because someone says something, or because you say something, or because the media says something, doesn't mean it's the truth. Mentor is advising us that we are moving towards truth, freedom, safety, and abundance. We are moving towards all of that, and you don't have to believe that that's it. And you don't have to believe that this president is moving us towards it. I have a feeling as more of the days and weeks move on that more humans will begin to understand what's really happening here. So I ask you, dig deeper. Do you see it?
Do you see how our country is changing and really not for the better? Do you see that there's a great possibility of losing the United States of America? There is darkness all around. There are plans, there are evil thoughts, and there are people trying to bring this country down, take it over, and move it into a socialist, communist environment. We must not allow this to happen. We must gather together as we always do and put an end to this folderol. Get quiet, go within, and ask yourself which direction is right for you. Thank you for listening to this message this far. And now I will follow up with a calendar from now until March of 2021. Watch how quickly things will occur from this point out. If things are unsettled and astir about the United States election after November 10th, which is less than 2 weeks from now, then watch for China to invade Taiwan in the next month. A great reason for Donald to wag the dog in the face of the election activity. So for that very reason, China may not do it at this time. But we never know these days. And I hear people arguing all sides. What has happened for most of the people in the world? Once again, we have to think about COVID as it seems to be resurging. There's lots of hot spots with people dying, and that could explode onto the world scene. This is a great reason for President Trump to wag the dog in the face of the election activity. So for that very reason, China may not do it. In these days, we never know, and I hear people argue both sides. So much is happening that we should just be preparing and not worrying about which specific event is going to kick it all off. On Election Day, and I will talk more about this further down, due to the widespread use of mail-in voting, it is possible and very probable that a winner will not be known for days and perhaps a couple of months, or that the results won't be accepted.
We live in the most interesting of times, and that we means you and I. Some say that we chose the time in which we live. If that's true, then we have chosen that time, which is the greatest opportunity to serve humanity.
For the past couple of months, we've been having demonstrations and supposed peace walks in many major cities in our country. They have wound up being devastating and extremely harmful to the people that live in that area. This isn't going to stop. This will continue if we continue to allow these anarchists to do further destruction.
These resistance groups are paid by the other side to cause resistance, trouble, and sometimes violence.
Back in the 60s, which was a half a century ago, it was Chicago. And the chant was, "The whole world is watching." This last debate may not have been lively. In fact, it was very presidential, but the facts that came out were disturbing. There is a scandal about Joe Biden and his taking money, millions and millions of dollars from China and three other countries, through his son, Hunter. This story is in the process of being proven, and it is very disalarming, both to the Biden family as well as to our country. We cannot and must not allow any kind of anarchy, devotion to other countries, betrayal of the United States of America to happen at this time. I know it's very confusing and very upsetting, and so many of you have your mind made up. So many of you won't listen. So many of you do not think that this could ever happen. But I am telling you that we are going to destroy our Constitution, destroy the things that we've loved and been used to. For example, Thanksgiving, Christmas, going to church. Going to church is becoming illegal because of the COVID virus, and the changes are in the process of being made and can continue if we don't do the right thing at the right moment. America must stand up against this coup, against this planned struggle for power, and it seems as if nothing will stop it, because these people will do anything, anything, to gain the power that they have lost. There's lots and lots to think about this week, so let's get back to the calendar dates.
On October 30th is the last postmark date for voting by mail. Mail versus in-person voting. Trust the voting madness versus trusting the post office and local government bureaucracy that will be going on. November 3rd, Election Day. Due to the expected widespread use of mail-in voting, it is possible a winner may not be known for days as states tally the ballots. Also, be careful going to the voting booth. Please be aware. There could be violence, there could be shooting, there could be anger, and more trouble at the voting booths. Best to do an absentee ballot. An absentee ballot is the easiest one to do to make sure that your vote is honestly counted. November 10th, 1 week past elections, could be a great disappointment in some parts, because the answers may still be unknown, and more than likely will still be unknown. November 15th, things should now be accepted, but they won't be. because I don't think that it'll be accepted until we get to the December 13th eclipse, or the change of energies from Capricorn into Aquarius mid-December. November 26th is the Thanksgiving Day in the United States. This calls for peace and turkey, and there may be a shortage of both. December 7th, Special Sunday. It was special in 1941. It was a day of infamy, and I'm reading on many websites that the day may be special again, and for the same reason. On December 14th, members of the Electoral College will cast their ballots for president. Under the U.S. system, the winner of each state's popular vote earns the state's electoral votes, which are apportioned by the population, but maybe not. There's a phenomenon called unfaithful electors, which will probably be the way it goes this time. December 25th is Christmas Day. May it be joyful for everyone. Then we get to January 6th, 2021. Congress meets at 1 p.m. in Washington to count the electoral votes and declare the winner of the presidential election of 2020. Usually in these modern times, it's more of a formality. But this year, it is possible that we still won't know, or the results won't be accepted by the other side. January 20th, 21 is Inauguration Day. We can hope. The winner and his running mate are supposed to be sworn in as president and vice president. This crazy calendar that I have created has a great possibility of being totally irrelevant and unconnected to reality. None of the above takes place in a vacuum. The American election, while important, is only one of the many confrontations that are going on in the world. Political, economic, military, forest fires, floods, assassinations, accidents, death, and catastrophes. And COVID-19, so-called pandemic, which has now become a battleground for the control of the human race. But this is true. This virus has led to global social and economic disruption, resulting in what may be recognized by then as the largest economic recession ever, combined with a monetary collapse, social collapse in the form of race riots and a Cold War that, compared to the previous one, will make it seem like it was springtime in the Rockies. Or we may be coming out of all this in a glorious springtime and be ever so grateful for having come through it all. I expect a virus vaccine to be here by March. But I doubt it will all work out that way. Little things like the U.S. budget didn't even get mentioned. When once they were in the headlines every day, the federal debt has become totally irrelevant. I have no idea what a collapsing world system will look like, but I think we're all about to find out. And now we have come to the end of tonight's program. Next week, we're going to have Frank St. James on, and he will be giving readings, and it will be a call-in show. Frank and I will be celebrating Halloween with you, as well as All Saints Day, and talking about how we've set our clocks back, and we are now at the end of daylight savings time. Two more days to go before election. I hope that you have listened to this, and I hope that you will ponder it. Please get ready for our meditation. We will be meditating with the light, and then we will end the program with wonderful music by Richard Schulman. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you. Thank you tonight, especially for listening. And I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you.
It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow. And it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. Is called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the death of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the fifth dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.